This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Social media companies are being asked to do more to help stop the illegal spread of fentanyl online. CPR's Lucretia Wembley says online sales have helped fuel a rise in drug deaths.
Illegal drug transactions are conveniently obscured through internet platforms, according to new research released by the State Attorney General's office. A new state law required the office to investigate how the internet is used to distribute fentanyl and other counterfeit prescription drugs. Researchers say social media platforms in particular need more government oversight. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Firefighters in El Paso County have created a task force to help address a rise of out-of-control fires at homeless camps. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Stratmore Hills Fire District on the south end of Colorado Springs has responded to a dozen out-of-control homeless campfires so far this year. That's up from zero at this point last year. Chief Sean Biddle says they're often found in fire-prone areas.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
The newly formed task force includes representatives from all the fire districts in the county. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A new high school in Grand Junction will not include a student health clinic. The school district board voted against putting a clinic at the school after weeks of hearing from students, school staff, and healthcare professionals asking for it. Some parents argued against the clinic, saying they were uncomfortable about giving students access to reproductive health services, contraception. There are 70 school-based health providers in Colorado, including at Grand Junction's Central High School. Grand Junction is sunny today with rain tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.